Now, most animations don't rely just on their images. They're often brought to life by the actors who lend their voices to the characters, and one of them is neuroscientist Dr. Mayim Bialik, who does the voiceovers for cartoons like Johnny Bravo. Her other main claim to fame is playing Amy Farrah Fowler in the television series The Big Bang Theory. Luchka Bibic spoke to her.
I did a lot more voiceover work when I was younger. I actually used to play a boy's voice a lot, even though I may not sound like a boy right now. When I was younger, you know, I was definitely able to sound more kind of like a, you know, a young boy, a 10 or 11 year old boy's voice. That was definitely something I was matched for. And when I would play girls, I would often be cast to play a bully, you know, because I have kind of a rough voice, I have a scratchy voice, and I would often do New York accents. You know, my parents are New Yorkers, so that accent comes very easy to me. And that's kind of a funny character, you know, to have a kid's villain who's got a heavy New York accent. It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that your body movement while you're doing voiceovers, that can kind of help you with the voice that you want to achieve?
Absolutely. You know, again, it depends on what the character is doing. But a lot of times I do, you know, kind of get physical when I'm doing voiceover work. And you can absolutely tell when you're listening to a voiceover if someone has movement where appropriate, or if, you know, even though you can't see a smile, for example, your voice definitely sounds different when you're smiling while saying something than when you're not.
Mm-hmm. How is it possible for you to mimic different voices?
I'm not a perfect mimic. You know, there's definitely kind of an innate ability that some people have. The actor on The Big Bang Theory, Simon Helberg, who plays Wolowitz, he has a remarkable ability to do identical mimicry of people's voices. He's known for, he does an amazing Nicolas Cage impression, and it literally sounds like that person. So I don't have that kind of talent like Simon does, for example. But for people who can do that, it's definitely, there's some magic to it.
As a neuroscientist, do you also think that the voice overing is more science or an art?
Well, I think that everything is science. So even art is science to me.
Awesome. I'm the same.
You know, I think when you see people who are really, really talented, you know, voiceover actors and can do a lot of different kinds of voices, there is something... there's something in that person's brain that is so special, you know, and for people who do mimicry really well and can imitate someone else's voice, you really get a feeling for that, that there's something in that person's brain that is much different, you know, than any other actor trying to do it. So, you know, I guess it's a healthy amount of both.
Mayim Bialik, she was talking with Luchka Bibic.